Here is my servant, whom I behold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law the islands will put their hope. This is what the Lord, the God the Lord says, he who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. The Lord will march out like a mighty man, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, who say to images, "You are our gods," will be turned back in utter shame. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Gospel of Luke. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this man your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, although they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So may my words and our reflections be acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
always thirsty. I'm Richard. I know some of you really well, so it's silly to say that. And others of you I've not met before, but I'm Richard. I've been coming to this church for about 13 years, fairly infrequently, about once every 2 years. But it's been a joy to see you again and to be with you. We have, Denise and I have, a massive affection for this church. There's people here we class as good friends. And so it is not with reluctance that we stand here, but with joy to say, this is a good moment. It's good to be here. We love being with you. And sometimes it's quite nice to know that you're appreciated. I've got to bring greetings. Tim Wright, who's been your locum for a number of months, he sends his greetings. Dale Hansen, I can't remember who he was, but that was some time ago. David and Angela Marshall, even longer ago, and from the Council of ICS. So I work for ICS, we're a mission agency, but we also have patronage, which means we help in recruitment, which is why we're here today, that we've been on a journey with you, praying, seeking, selecting, finding your next priest. And I want to acknowledge that while there's been three groups of people, there's ICS, there is the bishop and his team, but also there's been people here who've worked really hard, and they just need later on today a pat on the back. And I'm thinking of Christine, I'm thinking of Jeff, I'm thinking of Robin, Christina, Alan, and everybody else I forgot to mention, who's just worked their socks off through the ups and downs. And they've endured stress and joy and celebration and anguish, and we need to say thank you to them. But I'm delighted that we're at this point. There's something wonderful when you've got the right person in the right place at the right moment, and that's where I believe we are here. And so as we reflect on that, I want to bring a few words from that gospel reading that you've just listened to. So three things. Firstly, I want to suggest it's really important as followers of Jesus to be humble where we sit. The seats we choose. Now, we all choose seats for various reasons. We're always looking for the best seat. When I go into a restaurant, I want the seat nearest the buffet. When you go into a meeting, you either want the seat where you can see the projector best, or the seat where nobody can see that you're doing your emails on the computer. There's various moments. Perhaps when you're in church, what's the best seat for you? Now, in our church, we have pews, which means everybody gets there early to sit on the end, so everybody else has to ask them to stand up so they can get in. Go figure. And then we come to the context we have here of a Middle Eastern wedding banquet, and the fact that where you sit says something about you. It's about status, it's about power. And Jesus has noticed this behavior. He's noticed what's going on, and he calls it out. He says, this isn't about choosing where to sit humbly. This is about saying, I'm important. I can show you the power I have by the seat I can sit in. And Jesus warns against this. He warns against grasping for the best seat, because true greatness in Christ is found not in self-promotion or expecting to get things, but in humility. Makes me think of certain politicians, but you'll have your own thoughts come to mind. And of course, there's a strange B-side. I was in Izmir with our chaplain there, James, and we went to see the church of Polycarp, where the great martyr supposedly had been. And so we were there, and the bishop, who is in charge, invited us for a meal. And so Denise and I went to this bishop's house. His job title is the Archbishop of Asia Minor, which may, you know, it makes Bishop of Europe look like small, Archbishop of Asia Minor. So we went in for this meal in a little room, not much bigger than your smaller church. And Denise and I and about 10 other people went in. And I stood back because you don't know where to sit. We're in a different culture. We're with a Slovakian archbishop. We don't know what's the appropriate thing to do. So we hang back. And in the end, people come in and Archbishop Martin sits at the end and the others start to take seats. And Denise and I sit down next to two nuns from Argentina, I remember. And there was this wonderful moment when the Archbishop said, no, come here. And so you can imagine Middle Eastern diplomacy, come here. And he got me to sit on his left, which was a great honor. And he got Denise to sit on his right, which is in Middle Eastern culture, so remarkable, because he wanted to say, my guests. And it just reminded me, it's better to be moved up than to be moved down. Secondly, from verse 11, is read to us, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. And I just want to say, be wise what you seek. I'm talking to Stephen, but also to you. Be wise what you seek. Honour in God's kingdom isn't about status, dog collars, roles like this. It's about service. It's about other things, ordinary things. Because the gospel flips human values. Small things, mustard seeds, become great things. Be careful what you seek. My spiritual director, a lady called Joyce, I was sat with her talking about my ambitions, and I'd been offered a job where I'd be nationally known or a job in a small church. And I said to Joyce, which job should I take? The one where I'm on a platform or the one where I'm in this little church? And Joyce said really intelligently, and it sticks with me, I wanted to stick with you. Richard, whose kingdom are you serving? They're strong words. Whose kingdom are you serving? Now, you're going to think it's ironic that I took the job with the national profile, but there was reasons, And thirdly, from our reading, be generous in who you serve. And Jesus goes on to talk about giving luncheons for the outcasts, the poor, the outsiders, saying, do not just invite those in that are like you, but be welcoming. Be the sort of place where you are able to accept difference. And Jesus is saying to us, to church, to Stephen as the leader of the church, there is a mark of the church that says outsiders are welcome. The church is good news for all. And I've got to say to you here at St. Mark's, in my time of knowing you, you are good at this. So get better. You've shown me, you've impressed me over the years as I've sat in meetings out there, and you've shown such a welcome. You've got a gift here. So I hope that Stephen and Sharon, I hope that they become ninja at encouraging this. I hope they bring their gifts and mix them with your gifts, and it becomes a potent force of kingdom hospitality. So to conclude, looking forward, for you, my friends at St. Mark's, I pray that Stephen may lead you closer into Christ. I pray that you will love Jesus more under his ministry, that you'll learn to follow in his footsteps, practically, spiritually, emotionally, that you will grow in Christ, reaching out to Versailles and beyond. And Stephen, may your ministry be one that brings life. May it bring life to this, the outreach here, the ministry here, but also may it be life-giving to those around you. And so to do that, you need to keep on growing and learning. So, I have a gift. For those of you wondering, it's a very heavy, complex commentary, and we'll be testing him on it at the end of next week to see how he's doing. It's a lovely commentary on Ford's commentary.
Yes, it's on John.
John's Gospel, yeah.
A brilliant book.
There you go, a brilliant book. So, Stephen, take time to settle. Take time to learn what it's like to live back in France again. Take your day off and explore now you've got a car. And don't let the work of God undo God's work in you. What we long for as the church is a person who leads us that loves Jesus. Let me pray. Faithful God, let your word be the treasure in Stephen's heart. May he be delighted in your truth and lead us in the glorious liberty of your Son Jesus. Amen.